الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program or this Islamic studies class is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or somewhere of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those of you who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic, I'm going to look at various aspects of death. And so, follow along with me. It won't be in any particular order. I talked about this particular subject before, but now, guess what, my students? Each and every one of us is closer to our death. 1 week or so to our death. Maybe even know people that already died. So I just want to let you know how Muslims look at this thing called death. You have life, and then you have death. And for the Muslim, there is no between. Allah says in chapter 32, verse 11. Again, I want you to turn to that page, chapter 32, verse 11. And it says, I'll read it in Arabic, then English, then English. I'll read it kind of slow. It says, Kulu yatawaffakum malakul mauti alladhi yukilla bikum thumma ila rabbikum. Rabbikum turja'un. And it says, O prophet, your soul will be taken by the angel of death who is in charge of you. Then to your Lord you will all be returned. And that's for each and every one of us, that will be we return to Allah. For from Allah we came, to Allah we will return. Even death, or the angel of death, will be also receiving death. Because there'll be basically four left, and Allah will say who's left, and then the angel of death will name who's left, and then he say, take the soul of this one, and he takes that angel's soul. Then you have Jibril. A lot of us are familiar with the name Gabriel, Jibril, all kinds of different ways we say it. He asks who's left. He said the three that's left. And then he said, take the soul of Jibril. Then he asked at death, the angel of death, he said, who's left? And he said, you're left, my Lord, O Allah, and I'm left. And then Allah will have the angel of death die. And this is the one that's taken souls since the beginning of mankind. Then it will die, and only Allah will be left alone. So we all are going to face death. So let me move on, my beautiful students. First of all, we should not pray for death. Because narrated by Anas, that one of the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, none of you should wish for death because of some harm that befalls him. Rather, he should say, O Allah, keep me alive as long, keep me alive so as long as a life a living long is good for me, and cause me to die when death is good, good for me. And so we see from this that no, we should not pray for death or want death. And then later on, I may even talk about even taking our soul or committing suicide. We shouldn't be, should not be doing that at no stretch of the imagination. But we pray to the Lord, oh Lord, long as living is good for me, let me live. But if death is better than me, oh Lord, then you take my soul. It was also mentioned, as I mentioned before, really a few minutes ago, is that it was narrated by Abu Huraira, which is one of the prophet's companions, and the prophet, may peace be upon him, said, he said, whoever throws himself, meaning throw him off the roof or something like that, he will be in the fire of hell, throwing himself down forever and ever. And whoever kills himself with a piece of iron, then goes into this particular person, will keep stabbing his or herself with that iron. If you jump off a roof, as I mentioned before, whoever throws himself, jump off a roof, and you see the ground coming up, you will continue to see that, continue to throw yourself in the hellfire, and the ground coming up at you, and you dying, and then you go back on the roof, and the same thing happens to you again. If you cut your throat, you continue to cut your throat over and over and over again, or your wrist over and over again. So we are encouraged as Muslims not to commit suicide, because we will continue to do the action in the grave, or do it. It be our punishment in the next life for us, for what we did in this life, which is taking our soul, jumping in front of a car, or whatever we did in order to hurry ourselves from dying. So let me move on, my beautiful students. And it also mentioned by Imran, son of Ibn Hussein, who said, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, your brother has died, so get up and pray for him. So we are encouraged as Muslim men and women that when we hear a person died, then we should get up and pray for that individual. It's much blessing in praying for the individual, preparing their body. And while bodies are not like that of other people, they do the embalming. For us, we wash the body, perfume the body, wash the body and make a wudu on the body and perfume, and then put perfume or some kind of oil on the body, then shroud the body. And that's for people who are not martyrs. Is another kind of way of burying a person who is a martyr and died in the cause of Allah. But I'm not getting to that right now. Is that the person died, and then of course we wash the body, right side, left side, and then we make a wudu like we're preparing for prayer for the person, and then oil the body up so it smells good, and then we wrap the person up in various shrouds, if you will. And so this is what we do. And we have to keep in mind, my beautiful students, that we keep the person who died, we treat them as if they're alive with respect. We don't just splash all kind of hot water or all kind of cold water or anything like that. Because you want to treat your brother or your sister with respect and with care. And so that's from me. That's from me. Caring and wanting for your brother, wanting for your sister, what you want for yourself. And so let me read on my beautiful students. And that is, it was narrated that Abdullah's son of Abi Bakr said, I heard Anas, son of Malik, say, the Messenger of Allah, may peace upon him, said, the dead person is followed by three, his family, his wealth, and his deeds. Then two of them come back, his family and his wealth, and there remain only his deeds. So his family and his wealth leaves the gravesite, and what goes into the ground with him are his deeds. Good deeds, bad deeds, they go into the grave with him. So I want to advise my students to do as many good as you can. So your company in the grave will be what? It will be your good deeds. It won't be an ugly, almost like a monster like kind of thing. Ugly, smelly thing going to be because you did a lot of bad things. Be your company, a companion in the grave. You want the sweet smelling of and well-dressed and handsomeness of your good deeds that be your company and companion in the grave. So let me move on my beautiful students. And this is something we have to also remember in terms of the aspects of death. And that is, it was narrated by Aisha, radiallahu anha. The Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, said, "Do not verbally abuse the dead, for they have reached the consequences of what they did." So in other words, we don't say bad things about the person who's died. Even if they've done bad to you, then okay, you don't say, "Yeah, I'm glad a person dead and this and that and another." I pertain to that individual. Don't do that. We encourage not to be verbally abusive to the dead person and put all their bad things that they've done and that kind of thing out there to them about them. No. You pray for the person and say what is good or keep quiet. And I talked about this before in a previous episode about saying that things or those things that are good, just be quiet. You have anything good to say, then don't say anything at all. And that's also for others about you. Look, you don't have anything good to say about me, please don't say anything at all. Good, I really don't want to hear that. I want to be around it. I want to get, I guess, my head big because you say what you said, or you throwing dirt in my face, whatever. I understand that. I appreciate those kind words, and I don't want to get so big-headed, think I'm better than you because, you know, look what you're saying about me, or better than other people. I don't want to be that kind of individual. I want to be as humble as possible. Even to say, this guy is very, very humble. I don't even really want to hear that. And so you really shouldn't want to be that individual that want to hear all this praise thrown upon you and all these kind things spread upon you. I'm not saying you don't say kind things about a person. That's okay. I recognize that. That's okay. But you don't want, as an individual, for that to be the only thing you want to hear from people, and you're going to get on people's cases if they do not say good things about you. But I'm really getting to another topic, so let me move on with the topic that we're talking about today. And so again, you don't say abusive thing towards the person who is dead. And so it was narrated by the same person, Aisha. She said the opposite. First thing she said, the prophet said, don't be very abusive against people. And then the opposite of that is saying something bad was said in the presence of the prophet about a person who had died. He said, do not say anything but good about your dead. So he encouraged us to only say good about the individual, not bad about the individual. Again, do not say anything but good about your dead. And so I pray that if I go in a bad direction, that you all will remind me, no, Imam, don't do that. Dr. Hassan, don't do that. Only say good about the individual. It's also narrated by Abu Huraira, who is the he was one of the Poppy's companion, and he memorized at least 5,000, a lot of hadith, a saying for the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, at least 5,000 of them that he presented to us from the Prophet, because you hang around him a lot and recite about what he said about this thing or that thing, and he was well versed in what the Prophet said and what the Prophet did. And so he said, and pertaining to the meeting and the loving of Allah, hating of Allah, he said, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Allah, the Most High, said, if my slave loves to meet me, I love to meet him. And if he hates to meet me, I hate to meet him. And so we want to love to meet the lover to meet Allah. And some people say, well, you know, well, suppose I don't want to meet Allah. I don't want to die. But we all have to die. Each and every one. One day you all will not hear my voice anymore because Allah took my soul. So we all must die. We only do two things. We live and we die. But what we're doing is we live a good life and do good deeds. And then so that we die, those good deeds will be, Allah be happy with us, and those good deeds will be our companions in the grave with us, this handsome companion in the grave with us. And if you haven't done nothing but bad, then it's not too late to do good. Because why? Because of the fact that you're still alive and you still have a chance to do that which is good. When a person is dying, it was said by Abu Sa'id, he said, that the Messenger of Allah said, prop your dying ones to say, La ilaha illallah. There is none worthy of worship except Allah, except Allah. So you want that to be the last words that we say. Not, I love you, and that kind of thing. No, no, no. The last words that we want to say before Allah takes our soul is that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah. There's none worthy of worship except Allah. And so this is what we want to say. We want our tongue to be full with saying that. If I'm on my deathbed and you all around me, please encourage me to say, La ilaha illallah. Or I think death is going to come at me, then encourage me to say that. Or I should say that, let that be the last thing. And now, oh, help me or anything like that. Or forgive me. No, 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 no. My last thing I want to say is La ilaha illallah. I won't get into today the blessing of saying that and making that your last words, but I'm just advising you all, and we want to prompt each other to say La ilaha illallah, and let that be our last words that we say. And so I want to also relate to my beautiful students, and that is, it is said by Salima, who said, I heard the Messenger of Allah say, when you see the dead, say something good, for the angels say Amin. So whatever you say, and then Salima died, her husband died. I said, O Messenger of Allah, what should I say? He said, O Allah, forgive us and him, and compensate me well for this loss. And I want to give a little background and what happened even with this sister when she prayed for her husband and she made the dua, supplication, said, O Allah, forgive us and forgive him, meaning forgive us in this world and forgive her husband, and compensate me well for this loss. And she ended up she was compensating with Muhammad. She was blessed to be one of the wives of Prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessing be upon him. And so I just want to mention that to my beautiful students about the dua, a supplication that we should make and try to remember to make for those that are dead or dying. Prompt the ones who dying to say, there's no God but Allah. La ilaha illallah. No God worthy of worship but Allah. And then, of course, the supplication I said, oh Allah, when the person's dead, oh Allah, forgive us and him and compensate me well for this loss. And then Allah, he compensated her, meaning Salima, with Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. So my beautiful students, I just wanted to talk about some aspects of death. Definitely, I'm not covering all of it. I really didn't say a lot about the shrouding and the person who is a martyr, different things like that. I didn't get into that in this particular class. Maybe in a future class, inshallah, God willing, I would talk about it. But for right now, I just want to give you various aspects of how we as Muslims view death or supposed to view death. My last thing I want to say, you have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.